Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm talking about old-fashioned dating rituals, what stuck and what has changed. Plus, I'm answering your sex and relationship questions. Topics include trends from dating's past. Is it time to bring some of them back, or are we better off? You went on two fabulous dates with a guy, only to have him tell you that he's not ready for a relationship. Is it salvageable? And you have an open relationship with your wife, but now the other person wants you all to themselves. What do you do now? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com and also subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. You can do that right now while you're listening. It totally helps. And find us on all social media. It is at Sex with Emily across the board.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
All right, guys, enjoy the show. We found this interesting.
I found this like a walk down memory lane. There's some old-fashioned dating rituals, and I laugh at old-fashioned because some of them I feel like these were around recently, maybe in recent when I was younger, but I want to see what you guys think about this. And are there dating rituals that you wish you'd think that you'd love to come back, that you'd like, why don't we do that anymore? Or do you think there's a reason why they're gone? Or what is your dating ritual? Okay, so back in the day, I didn't even know it said back in the day, but it said I literally said back in the day, and then it said back in the day. I swear to God. Manners were of utmost importance. Everyone felt special. Not to say this doesn't happen now, but negging didn't used to be so popular. So negging was the whole thing that came about with like the whole pickup artist community. Like, I'm going to neg her.
Right.
I'm going to tell her that she looks funny when she laughs, or I'm going to make fun of her hat or something. And then she's going to like me because I'm being negative. But yeah, you guys remember when people were polite and they opened your door, they helped you with your jacket, they helped you put your jacket on. They walked on the other side of the street.
I still sometimes experience that, which I do actually really like, but it's so weird too because it's not something that I ever consciously think about, me walking on the outside of the street, but I'll be with someone and they'll move me over to the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, huh? And they're like, well, if a car comes up, like, I want to take the hit and not you. And
yeah.
I'm like,
it's nice. Or if the car splashes up, you know, you won't get mud on you. Yeah, it kind of feels nice, right? They open the door.
The car door is like a big thing for me too because it just never happens. Like, I don't care if it doesn't happen when I take a big notice if it does happen.
It's over if it doesn't happen with me.
You're so harsh.
Wow. I want a gentleman. I know exactly what I want.
But it's very a lot
hard
of
to find. Love you so much.
A lot of guys have never learned that, though. If they didn't have a parent or a grandparent who's told them that, they're not doing it out of protest, but no one taught them.
I teach them. I'll mention it if they don't do it.
You'll say, hey, you didn't open my door next time, can you? Because they're not going to figure it out.
I will usually, like, if we're like holding hands, I'll guide them towards my side of the car if they haven't been doing it. And okay. And then they usually do.
That's, yeah, there you go. But you said you wouldn't go out with them if they didn't, but you're willing to trade.
Like, if they're not somebody who catches on and they don't continue to do it, like, unless we're, like, on a hike or something. But if we're going out to a nice dinner, like, I would like my door opened. Like, I just spent probably an hour and a half getting ready to look nice for you.
Right, and I'm exhausted. I can't open the door because it takes so long to get ready.
Do you feel if you tell them that, though, so that way they know? Because maybe they're not aware.
They probably don't know why or what. Like, literally, this generation we're in or this time, it really is old fashioned. You know, I doubt that, like, I don't think my parents, like, I don't think my brother does that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think that my mom was ever like, open the door. I'm sure he doesn't.
I guess it's just the family I come from. It's
well,
like,
that's the thing. Yeah. So your family of origin makes total sense. But then just letting him know, I'm just telling you now that a lot of guys are not trained.
Oh,
in that,
I know.
In such a manner.
If they don't catch on, it's.
But if they
not
catch on,
me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so gentlemen, this is another, you guys, old fashioned dating rituals. Gentlemen came to call until the 1960s. Men made visits to a lady's home to get to know her and her family. And nowadays, you'd be like, you are not meeting my parents until we're together for a year. And we don't trust people to pick us up on the first date anymore, which I think is safe.
I think it's safe.
To not have them, you know, pick you up at the house. Yeah.
I did have one guy, like, not intentionally try to meet my parents, but it was the guy that worked at, actually, System Joe, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went on.
Call
like,
him out.
Yeah. I'm not saying which guy, but no, there's like lube company that we love, and like, he was, you know, he's a cool guy. We met at the like Christmas party. Oh. And he came to, like, because I knew him already, I was like, yes, you can pick me up. And he came, like, he didn't call me to be like, oh, I'm outside or anything. He like knocked on my door.
I love it.
And my dad opened it. And he was like, at the time I was 23 and he was 32. So it was just kind of weird for my dad to open the door to this guy that was like a lot older. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't know you were here. And it was the whole thing. I was like, I'm not ready yet. And I was like, oh, this actually happens. This is not a TV show.
Yeah. That was like so Brady Bunch. Yeah.
I was like, oh shit. And so then I was like, this has been sufficiently awkward. Let's go.
Right. Yeah. But it's, yeah, I know what you're saying.
How do you feel
nice
about this?
About
I guess this is back in the day when people like stayed with their parents until they got married.
Yeah. I mean, I think you had to because it was all about getting married at the time. It was like, I'm going to get in with the parents. They have to prove who I am. And you want to show that you're a good person and a good man, a good suitor for their daughter. So like, it was all about that. But I think nowadays, you know, we move away from our families. We're independent. We're waiting longer to get married. So I don't miss that. I think people could be a little bit more polite. But I want to know, too, it's all about men, like, because this is a very different time. But, like, I don't know. Are there some things maybe that men wish that women would do that they're not doing? I'm just wondering. Call us, 888-947-8277.
I feel like not all women get dressed up for dates and wear heels. And I feel like my friends say that, you know, a lot of times girls don't and they like when they do. So I always do.
Okay. So I want, okay, Chris and I have talked about this because I'll go out with guys and I'm like, I know we're walking there. I'll wear like my cute tennis shoes and jeans. Not every time. And she's like, you're going on a date. You should dress up. Do you care if your partner dresses up for a date? And we're in LA. Maybe it's a little different than if you're like, I don't know. But no, I guess it's anywhere. If you're going out with someone on the weekend, I guess I wear nice shoes. Maybe I don't always wear heels.
One of my guy friends, he would definitely not date a girl if she showed up with tennis shoes. He was like, that would be the last thing.
Wow.
So that was like a hard, like.
But now everything is about tennis shoes. Yeah, I see what you're saying. How about boots? Do they have to be heels?
Like boots with like a, you know, not like a huge heel, but like, you
mostly
know.
Mostly I don't. Yeah, tennis shoes are new for me, but that. I'm just saying. But mostly I wear heels.
He was like, if they were like dressed down, like wearing, you know, even leggings and they're not trying to even try.
Yeah. I mean, I always try, but I don't know. I want to know. Is that true? Do you guys care what someone wears on the first date? I always get, or on any date, I always get asked this, like, what should I wear? But I feel like I always say wear something that you feel good in. 888-947-8277.
I've never once worn heels.
I knew you were going to say that.
Or in life.
I've worn them in life. Remember how tall I was in New York?
Yeah.
It was sexy. It was.
I was like 6 feet tall because I'm already like 5'7". So it's like I wear like a 5-inch heel. I'm up there.
I was like talking up.
No, literally, there's like a picture. Oh, it's like it's literally like here's Emily's head.
That's the funniest picture. Can we post? I forgot about that.
Yeah, here's Emily's head, and then this is my head. Was like up here. It was literally. I was like a full.
We'll put it on the story. It's pretty funny. Taller than you. That was cute. Yeah. Okay. I want to know 888-947-8277. Okay, so men brought flowers. They had more competition back in the day because it made an effort to woo women, and they'd offer a bouquet of blooms. I don't know. I like if someone shows up with flowers. Not the first date, but I have guys send me flowers a lot. I bet. I don't know if people still. I appreciate it, but it's not a requirement.
I think, I mean, for me, like, I just would feel bad because I'm not going to get, like, I'm not going to keep the flowers alive. I'm really bad at that.
But flowers are easy. Yeah. But I hear what you're saying.
That's just me.
Cut them.
Personally. But I know, I mean, I think it's a nice gesture. I do.
I love it. I mean, they had to stop on their way. Get flowers, especially if they ask or like if, you know, they know something that you like, a type of flower or something. Yes. Like they're putting in the effort and then they're stopping on their way, hopefully to pick you up since they have it. I love it.
I do too.
Give me all the flowers. I think it's really, really sweet.
Yeah, I like it too. I used to have a guy I was dating years ago, and every week he sent me a bouquet of lilies. It was long distance, but they were so beautiful.
That is really
love
cute.
Lilies. I know. It was like every week.
I saw lilies in your house recently.
Yes, I got those from Elk for watching her dog. Okay, but it's just as nice.
I was like, is there a man I don't know about?
No. You know everything. My team knows literally nothing happens without them knowing literally everything. Okay, you guys, what else? Couples talk on the phone a lot. Phone conversations, you know, that's where all your secrets were revealed. And now it's all about texting, which I still have a hard time with. I want to get up. I still want to talk on the phone.
Yeah, if we're having like a like an actual conversation, I want to just call because it's just so much quicker. Mm-hmm. But then that's why I don't like when people try to text me all day long. I'm always saying like, oh, I'm sorry, I was doing this. Because I'm like also like at our job, like I don't have time.
I know.
I
love those texts from Jamie. Like, can we just talk?
Yeah.
And she like call and we
that's
call
that's
each other.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we do.
It's just a waste. All the time it takes to explain these things. You could just pick up the phone.
Yes.
What else?
But you know what, me and Nick, we talk. So I have a commute, and so I will call him on my way home. And that's when you know what we actually, when we're talking on those commutes, is when we actually get to share a lot of our feelings during that time too. Yeah. It actually helps a lot.
No, that's really great. Sometimes I kind of wish I had a commute sometimes, only because that's when you make phone calls and you can connect other people.
Oh my god, I love it because I take my conference calls. Yeah. I take like any appointment calls I need to do. It's the best. Yeah. I love it.
Mine's like 5-minute drive, so I mean, I'm not complaining. I don't like traffic, but I never talk on the phone. Let's see. Another one is
I was just gonna say, although anyone that talks on the phone with me, they know I'm in the car because I'll be like, figure it out. Because I'm like, dude, the 101 is just terrible. I take the 101 and the 405 to get home. It's terrible.
Wow.
I feel like it's a nice surprise when guys actually call, though, because they don't anymore. You're right.
But do you think that in your generation, perhaps, or young people in their 20s, maybe they think like calling, like if you call, something happened. You're in the hospital.
That's
like,
what
don't.
Some people think,
Yeah, right?
It shouldn't be that way, though.
I know. I think that, you guys, again, we all get to decide what works for us, but if you're bummed that your partner's not calling you or calling you too much, tell them that your preferred method of communication is calls. Or text. I told someone I was dating a while ago, listen, I'm not going to text you back. I'm not a great texter. So if I don't text you back, like, let's just talk. And then we like talked once a week. We knew we were seeing each other. And it was for me, that was so much easier and it was fine. Then I don't have to worry. It's like 1 million texts I got to get to at the end of the day. All right, guys, you can call us with anything. 888-947-8277. We're talking about dating rituals, but then we turn it to anything with dating. What do you prefer that somebody wears on a date? Do you think if they're not making effort, like, is there a dress code? Do you ever feel insulted? Are you ever insulted? You're like, he showed up in jeans or he's wearing a holy t-shirt or she's, you know, not making an effort. Do you care? Are there dating rituals that you do appreciate? You practice.
John, 52 in Wisconsin, wants to talk about his dress code when going out with his wife on dates.
Perfect. Hey, John, you have a dress code. Tell
me. Hey, Emily. Hi. Anyway, we dress 80s. We do our flannel shirts, you know, we do our sneakers and jeans. And yes, we do get ridiculed when we go into fancy restaurants, but we're comfortable. I mean,
that's what you guys both
what
like.
You wear. Pardon?
That's what you both like? You like the 80s? Are you saying that's just how you dress because you like flannels and t-shirts and jeans?
Yep. And if we go out to a fancy restaurant, she's wearing a flannel shirt. I don't get offended, and she doesn't get offended.
Yeah, you made it work.
Go casual dress.
Okay. I like it. You guys have decided. That seems like kind of nice. You don't have to make it, you know, it's so easy if I could just wear a flannel or my sweats every day. All right, John, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. There you go, you guys. You get to decide. How about that? In your relationship, you get to decide with your partner. You can discuss it, what works for you, what doesn't. Because what if you're making, the reason why, Kristen, I know you're like, oh, I want to get dressed up. I've even had people I've dated who's like, you're always so dressed up. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh.
I've had them say that too, but I'm like, I feel better about myself, honestly. Mm-hmm. When I'm in heels, I feel like my body looks better. I'm more confident. And when I really like what I'm wearing and I feel like it exposes my shape well, like I just feel better about myself.
I think the most important thing is, wear what you feel, what makes you feel sexy, what makes you feel good and comfortable. You don't want to be uncomfortable walking around a date. I can't stand being uncomfortable ever. Calls with anything, 888-947-8277.
All right, we have John, 34, in North Carolina, wants to talk about first dates.
Hey, John, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Tell me, hi.
I was just going to say about the first date thing.
Yeah, tell me.
I never really cared. I mean, I'm married now, so thank God I don't have to deal with that anymore. But I never really cared. My thing was if I'd rather you wear something comfortable to you. That means you're going to be more comfortable in the situation. Yeah. We're going to have more fun.
Yeah. All right, John. I hear you. I think that too, John. I hear you. I got you. You know, this is what I'm thinking. Yeah, thanks for calling, John. Yeah, I think that everyone gets to decide. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's all different ways to feel about this. But maybe if you're with someone and you're not sure, talk about it. Right? But I think ultimately wear something that you feel good about.
Well, I did have a guy one time who was, I ended up not ever going, meeting him or going out with him because there was other things that happened. But when you're planning to go out and he's just like, he like told me like, make sure to wear your heels. And like, I don't mind if a guy does that after we've been out a few times and is trying to be a little dominant. But I was like, I've never even met you, bro. Like I'm wearing boots and you're going to be fine with it. Like that was just for me, especially because I was schlepping all the way to Pasadena.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah, I get it. I hear you. But if I like it when someone suggests what I should wear, like
but
wear
before
that
you meet them, before
yeah,
you
I think,
ever
I think
met
it'd
them,
be kind of hot.
Really?
Tell me what you'd want me to. Yeah, yeah. I hate making decisions about these things. Great. Tell me what you think would
that's
be hot.
That's the one
on me.
Thing I can make a decision about is my shoe wear.
Yeah, well, that's great. But I'm like, if you were like wear heels, I'm like fucking perfect. Like I would love it if they were like, this is the dress that you should wear every day of my life. I wish I got a text to wear this today.
Like
you know how much time we'd save in our life. 888-947-8277.
All right, Kelly, 50, in Illinois, wants to talk about first dates.
Hey, Kelly, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Of course.
So I am a recent widow in 2017, and I was with my husband, married, and living together and dating for 32 years.
Mm.
So that was a big portion of my life.
Yeah.
And so I started, my girlfriends got together, called an intervention, made a match profile for me on match.com.
Okay, great.
And they said, so what are you looking for? I said, there's nothing sexier than an educated man in a nice tie.
Yeah.
And they put that in my profile, and I met this man. And we arranged a date, and he showed up in a tie with monogram sleeves. He was a few inches shorter than his profile said he was.
That happens.
And he was a couple years older than his profile said he was. And his profile was at the top end of my range of what I was thinking I was looking for. But wow, is he an amazing man.
Oh, Kelly, is a beautiful story. I love this, that your friends were like, get out there. And then you spoke with what you wanted. I love a man in a suit, too. Or a tie. It's hot.
He did. And now I don't wear heels.
Okay.
Because that would make me...
Oh, because he's shorter than you. Yeah. You got to do workarounds.
Maybe half an inch when we're barefoot, but yeah, if I'm wearing heels and he's wearing regular shoes, it can right. be, you know.
But you're okay with it, right? As long as he keeps wearing the tie.
I'm okay as long as he shows up every day.
Oh, Kelly, this is a beautiful story. I'm so happy for you. You've got some great friends there. And I'm so glad you found a really great man. It's beautiful. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for calling. I love that. We've dropped a lot of good tips tonight.
Yeah.
I feel. Mm-hmm. Doors are going to be open up everywhere.
I hope so.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Call me with anything, 888-947-8277.
We have Leslie, 57, Wyoming. She's about to go on her first date in 40 years.
Yay, Leslie. Amazing.
Yay.
Tell me.
Yep, I took your advice. I was married for almost 38 years. I divorced him. He's gone. He died. I'm just on my own. And I went out. I have an activity that I like to do. And I went and met him. And he asked me out.
Oh,
so we're going out Friday.
Yay, Leslie. This is so great. So you started doing. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm excited. Are you excited? Are you nervous? How do you feel?
I'm not nervous at all.
Good. Me neither.
I actually went and hung out with him a little bit last night and just we're bowlers.
Oh,
so
fun.
I'm in the bowling alley.
There you go. You said in listening, I always say do something that you like doing already. Right?
Exactly.
Like go somewhere.
Exactly.
What, there'll be other people there. Guess what? They like bowling too. And look at this. I'm really excited. This is amazing. Thanks, Leslie.
Yeah,
how's it? So great.
I told him, I said, I'm. Talking about clothes and stuff, I told him I'm casual. I don't like to dress up. I'm jeans and t-shirt kind of girl. And put it out there out front.
So great.
He knows.
Great, Leslie. And he's going to be like, and you know what? He's going to be like, great. I'm glad you told me. I didn't know if I should wear a tie, right? Like, I think it's just important for people to decide that. And maybe if he did, he'd be like, okay, but
exactly.
I like wearing this. You'd probably be fine, right? You're just saying, I'm doing me, which I love.
Yep.
Leslie.
If you don't like me, that's your problem.
I love it, Leslie. I want to hear how the date goes. Call me next week. I'm really happy for you.
Okay.
Have the best time.
All right,
thanks,
thank
Leslie.
You.
I love this, you guys. It works. See? It works. Some of this works.
Proof.
A lot of it works. Call us with anything, 888-947-8277.
Harry, 54 in Illinois, says his wife always comes first.
Hey, Harry. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Emily. I've called a few times before.
Yeah, I recognize your voice.
My lovely bride will not, and she does not touch a door. And if for some silly reason she gets to the door before me, she will stand there and wait for me to open the door. And I'm originally from Arkansas, raised by Southern parents, and that is... that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is in the South for sure. I've dated guys from... Yeah. It's great, Harry.
If we're going into the house, it doesn't matter if she's getting to the car. She'll be right there by the door because it's not like I would admonish her. I was just like, hey, that's my job,
right? And do you take bags from her? Like carrying in groceries and all that?
Oh, she's not allowed to touch those. That's my job.
That's what I want. Let's add that to the list.
Adding it.
Carry all my shit.
Just... I've carried a lot of her shit.
That's what I got so much. I got four bags next to me. Like, just carry it. Yeah. Okay. That's
yeah. No, I've got it. And then if, as far as, you know, a date and what we got, I would be happy as could be if she could just go out. Hey, let's go out. Okay. Give me an hour and a half to get ready. And she will get ready. And she's always to the nines.
Oh.
She just went. If she was just like, okay, you look fine. We're just going to the cafe down the street. Nope, she dresses up for me every time.
Right, and you appreciate it. That's great, Harry. See, everyone gets to decide, and that makes her feel good as well.
And in every way, I try to make sure she comes first.
Oh, Harry, you're the man. So good to hear from you again. Bye. Thanks for calling. Bye, Harry.
Superstar.
Hi, favorite couple.
Superstar.
Love him. Love him. I want someone to carry my bags. Should I manifest that?
Yes.
Are you looking for a man or a coat rack?
Oh,
I actually probably need a coat rack. Or just one of those things that you just roll all your groceries in, like all the time.
Oh, dude, I love those. Because my grocery store is like really close.
Yeah, so you need that. Didn't we talk about this?
And I never, because when do I ever go out and buy things that I actually could use?
No one has time to buy stuff that they need, but right, I like that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to get into your questions.
We got some calls here. Thanks for holding.
Mm-hmm. We have a Darren, 52 in California. He's scared to go down on random women now that he's fresh on the dating scene.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not scared. I'm just a little bit of a germaphobe.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It was a pretty, it was a pretty regular thing with me and my wife. And now that we are split and, just want to... want to kind of talk it through.
Okay, let's talk it through. So, tell me what your concern is. The getting an STD?
Okay, that could be one.
I don't want to plant more, worries in your head. Well, what were your concerns?
No. Listen, we were together for 28 years, so, It was certainly, and yes, my wife had had a couple of kids and what have you, but she, I guess some of the women that are probably in their, let's call it 30s, 40s, 50s, may have had a little bit more miles on them from multiple partners.
So in your brain, you're like, how many other mouths and penises have been here before? And you were only with your wife. So I understand that. So here's the thing. The vagina
not
cleans...
Not only with my wife. Just only with my wife for the last 28 years.
Right. I get it. So really, it's just new vagina. Like, it's a whole new thing. So that's probably part of it, too. Yeah. Just anxiety about being with somebody new. Like, you've only done that person. So it makes sense that you would just be kind of have some trepidation about it. Or you just be kind of, I haven't done this in a while. But I really don't think... I mean, listen, you can tell if someone... You can't tell if someone has, like, an STD or anything, but... you can tell if they're clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to take a look, make sure you beforehand. And you can't, there are some risks. It is true that you can get an STD. It is rare, but unprotected oral sex, herpes and gonorrhea and all those things. I don't hear those cases that often, I'm telling you, but it's possible. So I think, it's good to like shower beforehand if you want to, too, if you're just kind of concerned about that. But really, the vagina cleans itself. So typically, most of us are very healthy and we take care of ourselves. So it's not like she needs to douche or like she can wash off all the sex from the past. So there's nothing like lingering, again, unless she has something. And hopefully she would tell you. And it's not going to transmit unless she's having like a breakout. Let's say if she had herpes or something. So you could also use a dental dam, which nobody uses, but they actually feel really good.
Right.
I think people should. There's something called same day SDD to STD testing, which is awesome. It's this really cool test. You just take it in that day. You can take it that day. So to make sure that you have your, clean record and that she does too. So does that help you?
I got my clean record today. Went to my doctor and he ran a whole panel and he said, now you got a baseline.
Okay. There you go. So perfect. I mean, again.
So I don't know if I wear that as a card around my neck. When I'm taking girls out that, hey, here I am, I'm clean.
No. I mean, yes, but I wouldn't just whip it down on the first day and be like, look at my card. Because I have a friend who does that. My friend Hernando, he's a sex doctor too. And we were at a party. He goes, look. And he showed us his phone because he had like results and he was showing the women his clean results before like even knew if they got their phone number. And I just didn't think it was sexy. But yes, you should definitely let them know, like in a way that when you know that you're with someone, okay, here's the thing. When you know that you're with somebody, Darren, that you're like, oh, this could go somewhere, like maybe second date or whatever it is. You'd be like, oh, just so you know, like I'm clean. Hopefully, if you've been tested, that's how you have the conversation. But I don't think you have to lead with it like on the first date.
Right.
What else, right, Darren? Well, yeah, you feel better? Okay, I'm here for you. Let me know. As questions come up, I'm here.
We got this email in from a Shelby. She's 23 in Canada. She says, "Dear Emily, I met an amazing guy a few weeks ago, caught each other's eye at a restaurant. As he walked out, my gut told me I had to go chat with him and give him my number. The chat was great. He texted me the next day and planned a date for 3 days later. The date was effortlessly amazing. Conversations flowed, kissed me after, and fireworks. ended dinner. He paid for the whole bill. I offered to split it. He declined. You can buy it next time. Fast forward, I asked him out for that dinner. We planned a date for a night. An hour before, he texted me, couldn't make it. Rescheduled for the next day, I agreed, texted him again. He said he couldn't make it again. So I texted him saying that I respect myself and my time enough that I didn't appreciate being let down twice in a row. He was apologetic, got honest, and told me that he just got out of a two-year relationship and wants to be single for a bit. Help, what do I do? I feel that there's something special with this guy. I've gone no contact, but do you think he will come back?
Okay. No. Okay, here's the thing, Shelby. You're 23 years old, and listen, we've all been in some situation like this. You had an amazing first date, and it felt like the best thing ever. And so, and you're like, oh my God, this connection, we're meant to be. Everything's going to be amazing. Oh my God. But honestly, it was one date. He showed you who he was. He was honest with you and said, you know what? I can't get into a relationship right now. I just broke up with someone. He did you a favor. Now, granted, you know, he canceled dates and that's really annoying. But I'm telling you, when people show you who are, they believe. And when he tells you that he's not looking for a relationship, he's not. So I know you want to hold on to this connection and we want to make it like it's a whole thing. But I got to say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, if you start dating other people and you get yourself out there, I'm telling you, you're not going to remember him in a few weeks if you're out there and dating and stuff. But I know you had a spark and you had a moment. And so if it's meant to be, he's going to come back once he moves past all this other stuff. But I feel like I like him. He's honest. He said he apologized and said, listen, I'm not ready to date yet. I just got out of a relationship. So I understand why he got taken away by the first date. But sometimes we're not ready. It is timing. Sometimes the timing is off. So while he could have been a great guy, you know, God's delays are not God's denials.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
That's really cute.
Yeah, they're not. Like, things don't work out right now, but just keep going with it. I feel like we spend a lot of time, and I've done this before, so I'm telling you, pretty much everything I talk about, I've done all these things. I've obsessed about someone I went on one date with or a few dates and why didn't it work and they were so great and you played over your head. It was like the last guy you dated, Shelby, but you're 23 years old. I promise you that it's, you're going to go out and have many sparks with people. And the sooner you go out and start dating again, the sooner you're going to have it. So
I feel like after the two date cancel, I would be turned off anyways.
Yeah.
I would just be like, no, I don't even care.
Right. 2 days cancels is a sign. Like, we make shit happen that we want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take those things seriously. And if we're into someone, we're into someone. So believe what he's saying and then move on from that.
Have you ever had, like, so you've had a first date where you were just like, so, because I've never had just like one first date that was that magical and then they disappeared.
I feel like I have. I feel like it's familiar.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I feel like there was someone where I was into them. And I think, I mean, oh, actually, I do remember this. It was like so long ago. It's like 15 years ago. And I remember I really liked this guy, but I was such a, I wasn't playing the cool girl. I actually was like, I don't want a relationship, but I thought he was really cute, but I'm like, I'm not looking for anything and I'm just being casual and da da. And we had a great date, but afterwards, like, he told my friend who fixed up that, like, she's not looking for anything and I am, so I'm not going to fuck around with her. Like, I think guys used to always be like, oh, that'll be fun. Maybe I'll just hang out with her. Like, maybe she will change. And then I never changed. I never really wanted it. I was always kind of like the dude in that way. So he was like, no, I'm not into it. And then I was like, huh. He actually listened, like, because I did feel that, but I was like, but we had this great chemistry. But he was like, no, we're looking. And I think he was a little older than me, and he was like ready to settle down. And so, but I wasn't going to change it, but I was bummed.
I was going to say, because I'm just kind of, I find it hard to believe that someone wouldn't want to have a second date with you. So that's why I was wondering. I was like, how is that?
I mean,
I get that if you, like, you know, but that's like good for him to know.
Yeah,
that.
He was like, I know what I want, and you are someone who would not be going down my path. You're really fun. You're a good time, but you're not serious.
Well, at least he told you you're a good time.
I am for sure. No one's ever said I'm not a good time. Like, I think, like, if you called all my exes, it'd be like, she was pretty fun. She's a good time.
Good time, Sally.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of negative things. I don't know. We should call that. I'm surprised. As soon as I think, like, an ex would call in. Hasn't happened.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened either, to be honest. That would be so fun.
If one of my exes called in, I would.
Well, because you're friends with a lot of your exes.
I have friends with a lot of my exes. That's true. We've had some on the show. You can call me if you're an ex if you're listening. 888-947-8277. Yeah, I mean,
all of a sudden, all the lines just light up.
Dude, and really? I'd be crazy.
We have Robert, 45, in Georgia. He wants to know how he can get out of his open relationship situation with his wife and their female friend. The friend confessed her love for Robert.
Oh, Robert.
How are you, Emily?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for calling. Okay, tell me what's going on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So my wife and I have been married for 15 years. We've had a great relationship from day one. No problems whatsoever. Sex is good. The intimacy is good. The relationship's good. You know, best friend, soulmate. We started talking about, you know, fantasies and stuff one night. What would happen with this? What would happen that? And one of the things that she brought up was that she would like to see me with another female. Mm. And so through talking about that, not jumping into it, we started talking about things and ended up with a friend of ours that had gotten out of a relationship and was talking to my wife one night. You know, they went over and did the wine, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, wine of the problems, that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. she said, you know, I wish I had a good relationship like you. Y'all seem to have a good sex life. You have this, have that. I wish I could get that. And my wife being, you know, open, she said, hey, you know, I can have him come over and, you know, help you out some night. Mm. And it was, you know, one of those things that she said, hey, this is what I want you to go do. I want you to go do whatever she wants to do, this kind of that. When you come back home, we're going to have sex on that. So, you know, I've got her on me, so to speak.
Okay.
That was great for, you know, a couple times. We got together as a threesome. We got together. I went one night to her house and we did the FaceTime deal and she got to watch from home. Then she went over and I got to do that from home. So, you know, everything's been good so far.
Right.
Now, you know, all of a sudden, the friend is saying, I want you to leave her. I want you to do this. And
how long has this been going on, the open relationship?
We have just started in the last 2 years with this.
With this woman,
A friend of ours. Yeah, I saw a friend of mine. No. I saw a friend. We talked about this before, and we went, you know, friends of ours, friends of hers that, you know, that we've seen, not seen in years and kind of gone back and forth.
Got it.
And had that. But this is the first one that we've had that is consistent on a regular basis.
Okay.
Everything's been off and away, you know, in Arizona where she used to live, in Massachusetts, you know, where I stayed for a little bit. But this one is the closest one to home.
Uh-huh.
And again, the problem is I've spoken to her about this. She confronted her and she's like, no, you know, he's crazy. He just, you know how he plays. You know how he says this, so he says that. No, it's not that case. And so it's gotten to a point of me saying it in front of her.
You've spoken to your what? You said that you've spoken to, you've told your, did you say that you've spoken to your wife about it? Or you've spoken to the woman about it and says that she's not in love with you? Is that what you're saying? She's
told,
denied it.
No, well, that's what she's told.
Got
she's
it.
She's told my wife,
got
no,
it.
That,
okay.
you know, I'm just joking.
Right.
And so I'm just at the point now to where, how do I get rid of it without her getting mad because I'm trying to get rid of a friend? You know?
Wow. So your wife doesn't believe you, even though you've said it in front of her?
I've gotten this serious to the point where she's like, is she really? I've gotten to the point where I've actually recorded what she said the other night and let her listen. And now she's like, okay, I thought it was kind of joking. You know, nothing seems serious about it because when I speak to her, she plays such a good story. The friend plays such a good story that you can't see that, you know.
Yeah.
She's not looking at me all the time. She's not, you know how
that
things
I
are.
Yeah, I totally know. I mean, what does she say? She just says, I love you? Does she say, I want you to leave your wife? Or does she just say she's in love with you? Like, what
yes,
does she say?
Absolutely. She says, I love you, everything about you. I see how you take care of your kids. I see how you are towards her, and I want that.
Okay, well, that seems unhealthy and toxic.
I love my wife.
Yeah, of course. So I think you just have to, like, honestly, you have to have your wife on board with this, obviously, and just say this is no longer going to work. And I think we have to, kind of like when people are going through a breakup, what I tell them is, like, I think you have to cease contact with her. This isn't healthy for your family either. So even though she's close by, I would, you know, I would not talk. I would unfriend on Facebook and all. If you have friends in all these other places, social media, because
that's one thing we don't do is the social media.
Good.
So that's one thing.
Just have to let her know that, like, you care about her. This has gone too far, and it just can't work. So, are you concerned about your safety at all? Does she seem like someone who's just going to be? I mean, she might be upset.
No, I don't. I don't think so. One of the things I did find out today through conversations with her is that she. Apparently is getting a promotion at her job and she will be possibly moving.
Well, that would
so
be perfect.
At least I have that to cross my fingers.
Yeah. I mean, I think you just have to, you and your wife on a united front have to, in a neutral place, go to dinner, not at anyone's home, and just say, this has been, you know,
we've enjoyed our time with you, but we can no longer, now there's emotions involved. We just can't do it anymore. We can't have a relationship with you. And, you know, we're sorry to hurt you in any way. And we respect you and we'll keep this between us and then go on your way. I think that's the only thing you can do. You need distance. So, but that's, yeah, Robert, you sound like a good man. And that is definitely
kind of one of those. That's one of the things that we talked about to begin with was this is, we don't want to run into this kind of situation. And that's why it was helping when we would go off traveling.
Yeah.
Now, you know, obviously this is not something that hits home. And so I'm to the point now where, you know, I don't know how she feels about it, but I'm to the point where I'm done with this, with the whole.
I would think this would be done. No, Robert, and you sound like a great guy because it could go the other way. You could be in love with this other woman. So that's why I think also I always recommend people like don't bring in someone you know that's in your town or that's even a neighbor because it can get sticky. But it sounds like you guys had 2 good years and now it's time to end it, Robert. So I just think be kind, be gracious, and then cut off ties. All right. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Wow. What a story.
I know.
But what a good, like, they have such moral, right? Morals, he's telling her the truth. This woman's kind of going after him. That you do run the risk. I'm not saying that open relationships aren't tricky, but I think that you got to handle it. You got to cut it as soon as you know. If you like the show, I love to hear it. You guys remember, it so helps when you subscribe. Rate me 5 stars. That helps on iTunes for sure. And if there's any topics you want to hear more about, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.